Since we're talking about new hire onboarding today, you can imagine that there would be some HR actions that you need under each of these. Under My Information action request initiated by the employee themselves, you might want the new hire to fill in things like address verification or update, phone number verification or update, emergency contact information, demographic data, or direct deposit election. Under the employee action request initiated by the manager, you might want them to fill in things like default job or work schedule profile. For training today, let's just use the one that's already checked, My Employee Action Request. Go ahead and click on OK.